A meeting yesterday in Joburg between the ANC and the Chamber of Mines over the new mining charter, which the Chamber is now challenging in court. Zizi Kodwa is the national spokesperson for the African National Congress on the line from Joburg. Zizi, good afternoon to you. How would you describe the meeting between the ANC and the Chamber of Mines?
Good afternoon, SG. I must say it was not the first time that we met with the Chamber of Mines. Occasionally, we do meet with their leadership. Our meetings are always cordial, but also appreciating their issues of common interest, including transformation. Transformation, it is a national imperative. Yesterday, we met at the request of the Chamber of Mines, following the release of now the revised mining charter. We met with the members of the subcommittee on ETC, led by the Secretary General, which was also a cordial meeting. So we went to that meeting to listen to the Chamber of Mines in terms of what is it that they wanted to raise, including the action that you just referred to, that they have now taken since following the release of the mining charter.
Does the ANC or its Economic Transformation Commission believe that parts of this charter do need to actually be changed?
Our view is that, which we agree with the Chamber of Mines, that transformation is now non-negotiable. I think over the past 23 years, we have tried everything, including to introduce quotas as part of the policy intervention to introduce new players in the industry, particularly the backbone of our economy, which is mining. And I think what is important yesterday was that as we forge ahead unapologetically with a radical socio-economic transformation, the program of the ANC, not a department, but the program of the ANC, we must as well mitigate against its negative impact. As we do so, we must make sure that we engage with all stakeholders within the sector, whether it's the mining sector or any other sector, so that we just introduce a legislation in which that legislation will have a very huge negative impact, for an example, on employment. That is where we must benchmark the impact of any legislation. If you realized over the past 5 years, the mining sector shed about not less than 70,000 jobs, and monthly is shedding about 1,500 jobs, the negative impact of the revised mining charter, it's important to understand it in context. That's why even though we embrace it in principle, but we must always talk to stakeholders, an important stakeholder such as the Chamber of Mines, at least must make sure that we share a vision going forward with them, both as the ANC and as a government.
Zizi, the Mineral Resources Minister, Mosebenzi Zwane, he said yesterday that he did consult with the ANC. In fact, he said he consulted with its top six officials, the national officials, before publishing the charter. And we know with Mosebenzi Zwane that he's lied to us in the past. Is he lying to us again on this issue, or was there proper consultation?
No. There's been a lot of consultation, both from the ETC point of view, where I think the chapter one, chapter two, chapter one, which is now chapter three, there was consultation with the leadership at the ETC level. The ETC had raised a few other issues, including the issues about the free carrier, the state versus whether individuals. There were issues about the impact of the new EDSA legislation vis-a-vis employment. And those issues will continue to be engaged. And also the timing of the release, those issues will continue between the ETC and the minister. There was sufficient consultation. The minister is correct, did raise the issues with the leadership of the ANC, the top six. The issue is not just about that. It's not the ANC only, the role player and the stakeholder in the industry. There are a number of other important stakeholders, which too, they must hear, their voice must be heard, they must participate, and there's a voice, they must be allowed in terms of making sure that that legislation, the intention and objectives of that new legislation are achieved without their participation. You can inform any structure in the ANC, but it won't help given the fact that already there's a court action, there's a court case from the Chamber of Mines about interdicting, the possibility of interdicting the implementation of the chapter.
Zizi Kodwa, thank you very much indeed. National spokesperson for the ANC.